A brief history of the Holy Roman Empire. The unholy crusade against Frederick II. Well, Frederick II was more than willing to oblige the Pope if he sought war, but he first appealed to the kings of Europe. He warned them that his fate might one day befall them, and he appealed to the dissident Christian sects that he once persecuted. His letter spoke of how the church had strayed from its early days of poverty and humility and become corrupt and decadent and rich. In this, he is sometimes erroneously seen as the voice of the Reformation centuries before the Reformation. But in fact, he's merely saying the words that all common men knew. The words didn't come from his heart, for he himself had burned many of the heretics who had dared preach the very words he now used. He was backed into a corner. His lack of sincerity and the people's hatred of his tyranny were the real cause of Frederick's downfall. For the Pope's armies and plots were not sufficient. Even the Pope's assassination attempt had failed. In early 1246, the plot to assassinate him was revealed by his closest confidants. What was disturbing is that it was many of his closest confidants who were conspiring. They had become too arrogant and brazen, and too many people knew about the plot. Nevertheless, the assassins were close enough to realize when they were betrayed. They escaped Frederick's grasp before he could capture them. Two of them fled to Rome, where they were protected by the Innocent's cardinals. The others took refuge in Sala and Capaccio, both of which were besieged by Frederick. When the cities fell, the bodies of the conspirators were mutilated, burned, and cut into pieces, which were then sent to various cities in Italy as a warning. The brutality, once again, backfired. Oppressive taxation and corrupt and all-powerful central government made many cities side with the papacy. Lombard, Sicily, Papal Estates were all in various stages of revolt. Frederick was forced to go to war again to reclaim his rights. In Germany, civil war was erupting. Innocent had not been content to depose Frederick, but Conrad IV as well. Conrad was now king of Germany, and Innocent may have feared that having Frederick's son as lord in Germany would hinder his plans. In any case, Innocent was resolved to bring down the entire house of Hohenstaufen, not just Frederick. Conrad was now excommunicated and deposed, apparently for having the wrong father. And Henry Rasp was elected king by sympathizers of the Pope in May of 1246. In August of that year, Conrad was defeated at Frankfurt and retreated into Swabia. There, Henry followed him, but early 1247, Henry fell ill during a prolonged siege at Ulm. He died on February the 16th, leaving the papal party without a king. It was not until October that the papal party found and elected Henry Rasp's successor. William of Holland was a popular choice and soon gained general recognition. He was crowned King of Germany at Aachen, the traditional place, on November the 1st, 1248. But did not secure Germany all at once. Conrad maintained strong support for himself and was able to regain control of the Rhineland. The war would continue until Frederick's death, at which time Conrad abandoned Germany for the struggle over the Sicilian crown. In Italy, Frederick II fared no better. His allies were the tyrant Enzo, who had helped him against the Lombardy years earlier, and Thaddeus Sousa, his counselor. War in Italy raged, but Frederick, prompted by St. Louis IX, who was also urging the Pope to make peace, sought compromise. He promised to spend the rest of his life in the Holy Land fighting the Muslims, if only Innocent would agree to coronate his son Conrad as emperor and revoke their excommunications. When the Pope refused, Louis was said to be irate. He was supposed to leave on the crusade, but Innocent was now taking too many of his soldiers and too much of his money and diverting it into his crusade against Frederick. Louis of France was forced to leave for Egypt with far fewer troops and supplies, but also with Europe in chaos. He had tried to negotiate between the stubborn Pope and the Emperor, but to no avail. By this time, Frederick was at Parma in northern Italy. He sought to make a statement by building a new capital city within sight of the besieged Parma. He called the city Victoria, and the plans for it were extraordinary and exotic. It was to be modeled after Rome and featured a menagerie of exotic animals and, of course, a large harem. The city was, however, an arrogant presumption by Frederick, for one day the Parmesians formed a large sortie, stormed out of the gates late at night. They flooded in the Victoria, still in its early process of being built, and slaughtered many soldiers. They torched the city and stole many valuables that Frederick had left there, including the famed imperial crown, which was once worn by Otto the Great. The greatest blow, however, was the loss of Thaddeus, who was captured, and in mock imitation of Frederick's cruel punishments, his hands were cut off before his ultimate fate that year. The loss of Thaddeus in 1248 was devastating. Moreover, Frederick seemed to become increasingly paranoid of his own advisers. Thaddeus had been faithful, but Frederick trusted none of the others. One adviser, Piero della Vigna, who was respected by Frederick's enemies as well as by Frederick because of his justice and moderateness. In 1249, Frederick had him arrested. He was accused of stealing money, and rumors of an assassination attempt were also circulated, although most discount this completely. In any case, Piero was blinded and chained to a pillar in a dungeon. Piero found no recourse except to bash his head against a pillar until he died. The betrayal of Piero, and phony charges, so most people believe, the cruel punishment, and the suicide of Frederick's most honest adviser, the Frederick looking all the more of a tyrant, especially since his few remaining allies were men such as the savage tyrants Enziliano and Umberto. So Frederick's just disintegrating and descending into this evil person that's even worse than it was at the beginning. But the next time, we're going to take a break from Frederick, and we'll follow St. Louis to the Holy Land and see what we can do before we finally get rid of Frederick II. Now, the sources for this is Religion and the Holy Roman Empire by Ferguson, Before France and Germany by Gary, The Oxford History of Medieval Europe by Holmes, The Papal Encyclopedia by Bunsen, The Capetian Kings of France, 987 to 1328 by Butler and Adams, French History, Volume 1 by Guizot, Barbarian Invasions by Delbruck, Early Germans by Todd, and The Rise and Fall of the Holy Roman Empire by Criswell. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.